You're listening to CJSF 90.1 in Burnaby, British Columbia, broadcasting from the unceded territories of the Coast Salish peoples.
It is 3 p.m. on November 29th, 2024. Adjusting the mic volume here. Welcome to episode 46 of the Steve Chung Show in 2024, part of Open Mic on CJSF 90.1 FM, the campus community radio station for Simon Fraser University. I'm your host, Steve Chung. There will be another set of SFU news, independent music, commentary on the SFU athletics, feature on the SFU Red Leaps hockey, an interview with the Burnaby East MLA Rohini Arora, with the background and latest on the Surrey Police transition, first with SFU news, all of which are from X. On November 23rd, research paper titled Examining the Online Posting Behaviors and Trajectories of Incel Forum Members, co-authored by Richard Frank, an SFU criminology professor, along with four University of Michigan researchers, was published online. On November 25th, criminology professor Brian Kinney spoke to Kerry Adams on CTV Morning Live Vancouver, where he spoke about the RCMP providing body cameras to BC officers. Physics Department tweeted that it is accepting applications for a full-time tenure-track position for an assistant professor, and a new makerspace arrived in the SFU Surrey Library, a joint collaboration with SEAD, and will be available until next week. On November 26, Chelsea Armstrong, a researcher in the SFU Indigenous Studies, spoke to CBC John Azapiri about her research, where she found hazelnuts were cultivated by Indigenous peoples in northwestern BC in the Skeena region. Dr. David Zanvilliet, a professor in the Faculty of Education who is the UNESCO Chair for Biodiversity and Education, was recognized by CC UNESCO on his two-eyed approach, which combines Indigenous ways with Western science models. School of Interactive Technology had a virtual showcase by IAT 848 students, headed by Dr. Bernard Nieki, where students confronted challenges such as implicit bias in law enforcement, brain health education, and mindfulness via virtual reality simulations at SFU Surrey Campus, room 3850. On November 27th, four SFU health science researchers earned a convening and collaborating team award from Michael Health Research BC, assistant professors Kaylee Byers, Kimberly Thompson, and associate professors Kana Hayashi, Travis Selway. Also, Mei Fang, gerontology assistant professor of urban aging in the gerontology department and urban studies, received a convening and collaborating award from Michael Health Research BC for the project Exploring the Role Between Senior Centers Within the Primary Care System, which she co-led with Gerald Dagomir, and research support from Rebecca White, a PhD student in SFU gerontology. Furthermore, SFU Library opened its Student Learning Center undergrad writing contest, where people could win cash prizes. Katie Lisakowski, a Master of Arts student who won an SSHRC award, released a podcast on time management, starting early, and how an SSHRC fellowship opens up future opportunities. School of Interactive Arts and Technology shared a showcase from IIT 202 students at SFU Surrey. Faculty of Education congratulated Drs. Elisa Birmingham, Siamak Arzampur, their team, on winning $500,000 from TD Canada Ready Commitment Grant to build an AI app helping autistic youth with decreased sound tolerance, and Travis Selmay, an associate professor at SFU's Social and Health Sciences, had his research promoted on the SFU news website, which found use of antidepressants reduced genital sensibility among 13% of users and was recently published in Social Psychiatry and Psychiatric Epidemiology. On November 28th, the SFU news website promoted a research from Comox First Nation and SFU that uncovered ways to protect First Nation heritage sites, published in Frontiers in Environmental Archaeology. There was one event today earlier from IA2 222 students at SFU Surrey, with one event from SFU English Department tonight with poetry reading series Fender Budol and Ketriona Strang. The event starts at Harbor Center Campus, Bellsburg Library at 7 p.m.
A Renaissance Coffee is open at SFU. Parminder and his team have been serving the SFU community with great coffee for more than 20 years. If you're looking for a wholesome meal, delectable desserts, or something to warm yourself and lift your spirits, Renaissance Cafe is the place to be, featuring fair trade espresso beverages and brewed coffee. Renaissance Coffee is open Monday to Friday from 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. Well, how do you get up and go?
First music today is Salee Cardinals' Boundless Possibilities with You Make It Look Easy. That was You Make It Look Easy from Salee Cardinals' Boundless Possibilities. Next up is Boulevard's Carolina Funk. Sorry, I deleted a page. Just a minute, please. It'll be on soon. Sorry for this. I accidentally got rid of the page. Now it's back on. The tune is Boulevard's theme, Way of Life.
Drag me down. to testify to give me peace of mind. This is my way of life.
Now I'd like to comment on the SFU Athletics at this time. Four events were on tap for November 23rd. There was one Red Leaf competitor in the NCAA Division II Cross Country Championships. At Arcade Cross Country Course in Sacramento, California, which started at 10 p.m. Pacific, where times were in minutes and seconds, where Rachel Watkins ran the women's 6K at 21:23.6 for 35th and earned her first All-American honors. Meanwhile, Colorado School of Mines won the men's crown with 63 points, but William Amponsa of West Texas A&M won the individual crown as he charged in at 29:40.8 in the men's 10K. Adam Steed won the women's crown with 61 points, while Lauren Kelly won the individual crown as she dashed in at 20:28.5 in the women's 6K. SFU did not place in the team standings in either men or women's due to lack of runners, as five were needed to be eligible in the NCAA Division II Cross Country Championships at Arcade Cross Country Course in Sacramento, California. Meanwhile, Red Leaf swimmers started the morning session in Day 2 of the Logger Invitational at 10 a.m. when preliminaries took place at Wallace Pool in Tacoma, Washington. Later on, SFU Women's Volleyball visited Alaska Anchorage, where the game started around 2 p.m., and the Red Leafs were swept away by the Nanooks in three straight sets at Alaska Airlines Center in Anchorage, Alaska. Around the same time, SFU Men's Basketball hosted Westminster, Utah at 2 p.m. in SFU's West Gym, where the host Red Leafs bested the Griffins 99-94 in double overtime, led by Irish Kokuya with 34 points, the highest in the game, followed by Luke Howard with 22. Toby Iziakafor with 20, and Mattis Van Bylund with 17 points. SFU swimmers provided a nightcap with their evening session in Day 2 of the Logger Invitational, as finals took place at Wallace Pool in Tacoma, Washington, which commenced at 6 p.m., where distances were in yards, with times in minutes and seconds, where individual winners earned 20 and team winners gained 40 points. I will mention the Red Leafs winners. The quartet of Melissa Edelman, Nicole Petrisor, Alyssa Whitmore, and Abby Williams won the women's medley relay at 1:43.33. I think this is 400. Robin Reed in the women's 50 breaststroke at 30.37. Jordan Raum in the men's 50 breaststroke at 26.14. Marcus Mack in the men's 400 individual medley at 349.96. Melissa Edelman in the women's 100 butterfly. Tori McClintock in the women's 200 freestyle at 149.07. Peter Murch in the men's 200 freestyle at 138.15. Hayden Fisher in the men's 100 breaststroke at 54.18. Melissa Edelman in the women's 100 backstroke at 55.74. Sorry, there's a lot of noise going on in the background. Thomas Caruso in the men's 100 backstroke at 49.8. The quartet of Abby Williams, Alyssa Whitmore, Delray Vetter, and Tori McClintock in the women's 800 freestyle relay at 724.15. The quartet of Marcus Mack, Peter Morch, Luka Tomic, and Thomas Caruso at 635.98. There were four events on November 24th. SFU swimmers started the morning session in day three of the Logger Invitational at 10 a.m. when preliminaries took place at Wallace Pool in Tacoma, Washington. Meanwhile, the Red Leafs men's wrestling commenced the Spokane Open at the podium in Spokane, Washington, also at 9 a.m., where weight classes were in pounds. Actually, both Logger Invitational and Spokane Open were at 9. Sorry for the error. I will mention the top three results for SFU. Two Red Leafs made the top three in 165. In championship round one, Patrick Leather dominated Asher Dunton of Eastern Washington via an 18-3 technical fall, and Hugh Wheeler defeated John Rudbaugh of Eastern Washington in a 6-3 sudden victory. In championship round two, Patrick Leather defeated Blaise Soumier of Providence, Montana 5-2, while Hugh Wheeler toppled Miles Brown via a 16-1 technical fall. In quarterfinals, Patrick Leather defeated Matthias Collins 15-8. Hugh Wheeler overwhelmed Brady Anderson of Providence, Montana via a 14-4 major decision. In the semifinals, Patrick Leather trounced Ryan Graves of Montana State Northern via a 19-7 major decision, while Hugh Wheeler bested Jaden Lopez of Big Bend 13-10. And in the first place match, Patrick Leather bested teammate Hugh Wheeler 7-4 in the first place match for the 165 crown. In 184, Owen Gustmundsson tumbled Gabe Vasa at 636 in championship round 1, defeated Ethan Miller 7-5 in championship round 2, upended Rich Kerr of Idaho via a 17-2 technical fall in a quarterfinal, triumphed over Carlos Garcia of Southern Oregon in a 2-1 sudden victory in a semifinal, and lost to Jose Laguna 4-2 in the first place match for 184. In 285, Sam Pereira toppled Jacob Barn of Linfield at 524 in championship round 2, but was dominated by Casey Boudet via a 24-9 technical fall in a quarterfinal. However, Sam Pereira recovered to win the next four matches as he toppled Evan Tusher of Washington State in 45 seconds in consolation round 4, defeated Charles King of Southern Oregon via a medical forfeit in consolation round 5, tumbled Jaden Echeverria of Southern Oregon via a 21-6 technical fall in a consolation semifinal, and upended Benjamin Hughes of Southern Oregon via a 16-0 technical fall in the third place match. For 285 in the Spokane Open at the podium in Spokane, Washington. Later on, Red Leafs women's wrestling competed at Tri-Duels in Menlo College at Hayne Prem Pavilion in Atherton, California, where SFU wrestled Vanguard first, starting at 3, where weight classes were in pounds, with the starting weight being 131. Laura Alcander Soto pinned Michaela Marquez at 120. Jay Trollen dominated Elena Ramirez via a 10-0 technical fall at 40 seconds. In 140, Hannah Deuce pinned Ineri Maris at 2 minutes at 145. Lenny McCracken pinned Joanna Foreman at 157. In 160, Paige Maher in 180. Julia Ritchie in 207, both won via forfeits. Anya Hohmeyer toppled Lexi Garza via a 12-2 technical fall at 147. In 103, Kelsey Lowen defeated Abigail Kabuag 7-0 in 110. Maddie McKenzie pinned Maya Crespond at 125 and 117, and IV Threatful 1-124 via a forfeit as the Red Leafs destroyed Alliance 46-1. In Duel 2, SFU wrestled the host Duel College, Menlo College, that is, starting at 5 p.m., where the starting class, where the starting weight class was 103, the lowest class in the duel, as the Red Leafs fell to Oak Angelique Cervantes. I think this was a forfeit. However, SFU won the remaining matches over Menlo College as Kelsey Lowen pinned Layla Patel at 30 seconds in 110, Manny McKenzie pinned Rebecca Fletcher at 1 minute in 117, IB Threatful tumbled Michaela Correa via a technical fall in 124, Laura Alcantar Soto bested Janie Hauser via a 15-12 major decision in 131, Jade Trolland pinned Macy Simmons at 406 in 138, Hannah Deuce pinned Valen Kwan at 115 in 145. Lene McCracken pinned Michaela Lancaster at 25 seconds in 160. Paige Maher pinned Jessica Mandieta at just 15 seconds in 180. And Julia Ritchie upended Kiana Valley via a 10-0 technical fall in 207 as the Red Leafs trounced the host Oaks 41-6 at Tri-Duels in Menlo College at Hayne Prime Pavilion in Atherton, California. SFU swimming teams provided a nightcap for November 24th with their evening session. In Day 3 of the Logger Invitational, as finals took place at Wallace Pool in Tacoma, Washington, which commenced at 5 p.m., where distances were in yards, with times in minutes and seconds, where individual winners earned 20 and team winners gained 40 points. I will mention the Red Leafs winners. Tori McClenchick in the women's 1650 freestyle at 1629.6. Luka Tomic in the men's 1650 freestyle at 1544.03. Keisha Bicotti in the women's 200 backstroke at 20.96. Marcus Mack in the men's 200 backstroke at 146.24. Abby Williams in the women's 100 freestyle at 50.12. Peter Morch in the men's 100 freestyle at 45.59, Derry Vetter in the women's 200 breaststroke at 221.09, Hayden Fisher in the men's 200 breaststroke at 157.51, Iona Riason in the women's 200 butterfly at 208.12, quartet of Alisa Whitmore, Abby Williams, Tori McClenchick, and Melissa Edelman in the women's 400 freestyle relay at 323.81, and the quartet of Marcus Mack, Peter Morch, Thomas Caruso, and Manuel Mena in the men's 400 freestyle relay at 3.74. SFU men's won with 1181.5 points, with the runner-up Southwestern Oregon Community College earning 848 points, while SFU women's also triumphed with 1,118 points, with the University of Alaska Fairbanks earning 992 points in the 2024 Loggers Invitational at Wallace Pool in Tacoma, Washington, hosted by University of Puget Sound. On November 25th, Red Leaf Irish Kokuya earned his first GNAC Men's Basketball Player of the Week, highlighted by his career-high performance of 34 points in SFU's 99-94 win over Westminster. Two Red Leafs teams were honored on November 26. Three women's soccer players were honored by NCAA Division II, Conference Commissioners Association All-Region Honors, as Isabella Mussolini, Emily Smith made the first, and Kara Scott made the second team. Meanwhile, Brooke Dexter earned the Great Northwest Athletic Conference Volleyball Player of the Year, the first ever SFU volleyball player to win the GNAC award, as she led the conference with 3.97 kills, 4.64 points per set, 1,290 career kills for 16th all time, and is the sixth player to earn four GNAC all-conference honors. Eva Person was voted the top GNAC setter with 8.85 assists per season, reached double digits in all 25 matches, and has 2,156 career assists for second among active GNAC players. Davida Hill joined Brooke Dexter and Ebba Person in the GNAC Volleyball First Team All-Conference Team. Mason Unger qualified for the All-Conference All-Honorable Mention. That was November 26. SFU men's basketball provided a nightcap for November 26 as they bested the Westmont Warriors 78-73 as the Red Leafs were led by Luke Howard with the game-high 26 points, followed by Lance Dupont with 18 and Iris Kokuya with 11 points at Murchison Gymnasium in Montecito, California. Both basketball teams are in action today. Women's basketball trounced Concordia 82-55 at West Gym in Burnaby, led by Sophia Wysoski with 18, Armand Dulai 15, and Rachel Lukes with 15 points. Men's are also in action right now, supposedly. Let me look. It'll just take a few more seconds. SFU's leading 13-12 against Academy of Arts, I believe.
And now for a CJSF Heritage Minute. Simon Fraser University, the 1960s. In the earliest days of SFU, a renegade unlicensed radio station begins broadcasting around campus. 1974. Volunteers established the Simon Fraser Campus Radio Society, which operates CJSF to this day. 1985. The station obtains a cable license, bringing CJSF to a wider audience. And we've been changing the sound of radio in Burnaby ever since.
Here are the current men's basketball standings within the Great Northwest Athletic Conference on NCAA Division II. No interconference games have been played as of yet. St. Martin's are first at 8-1, Western Washington second, 6-1, Northwest Nazarene third, 4-1, Montana State Billings fourth, 6-2, Central Washington fifth, 3-2, Alaska Anchorage sixth, 4-5, much like SFU, Alaska Fairbanks eighth, 2-3, Sierra Pacific ninth, 2-4, and Western Washington 10th at 2-7.
And now for a CJSF Heritage Minute. During the 80s and the 90s, CJSF would come into its own as a serious platform for independent artists and a forum for people to express ideas not present in the mainstream media. Summer 2002, CJSF receives a license from the Canadian Radio Telecommunications Commission to broadcast over the FM airwaves. February 13th, 2003, 7 p.m. CJSF goes on air at 90.1 FM, and we've been changing the sound of radio in Burnaby ever since.
Here are the current women's basketball standings within the Great Northwest Athletic Conference. Much like men's, no intra-conference games have been played as of yet. Central Washington are first at 4-0, Montana State Billings second, 7-1, much like Simon Fraser, Alaska Anchorage fourth, 6-1, St. Martin's fifth, 4-1, Alaska Fairbanks, 6-5-2, Northwest Nazarene, 7th, 4-2, Western Washington, 3-3, Western Oregon, 9th, 2-3, Sierra Pacific are last at 1-6.
CJSF is looking for new volunteers to come in and make radio. No experience is necessary. You can learn to DJ, edit sound, produce news, make posters, and host your own show. Come out to a weekly station orientation to get involved. Orientation times can be found on our website at www.cjsf.ca.
Here are the final volleyball standings within the Great Northwest Athletic Conference. Central Washington first, 16-2 conference, 18-6 overall. Alaska Fairbanks, 13-5 conference, 21-7 overall. Simon Fraser, third, 13-5 conference, 17-8 overall. Both Central Washington and Simon Fraser qualify for the NCAA West Championships, but for some reason, Alaska Fairbanks isn't indicated as such. Western Washington, 4th, 11-7 conference, 12-12 overall. Alaska Anchorage, 5th, 10-8, 16-12 overall. Sierra Pacific, 10-8, 10-16 overall, first 6. Western Oregon, 7th, 7-11, 15-12 overall record. Northwest Nazarene 6-12, 9-17.